I don't know, we sold our backs. I didn't know that around this community that we could find such things.
Well, they brought their own wedding dress, and then Mary Lee had the nice one.
Oh, yes, she did, yeah.
She had hers, so she had left some. And the other ones were older, you know. But
yeah.
They had kept them nice, so they were pretty.
Did you have real old ones? Any real old ones?
One 100 years old.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Where did they find that?
It's the John Johnson's family. Five generations.
Oh, gosh. That's great.
Pat Ward. The one that does the washing. What's her name? Pat.
I don't know her.
She's so tiny, you know, she could get into it and had that bustle.
Oh.
Stays in the waist part, you know. It was kind of tanned. And the skirt was either up or down. And stuck out and must have had some stays in that too.
For heaven's sake.
And it all stays up here.
Oh yes, they just tighten their waists up them days and mm-hmm. big skirts up and oops.
So they made them look smaller. The waist smaller too with those big skirts.
Mm-hmm. Those are terrible.
For heaven's sake. Well, that was nice. I thought maybe we'd talk about weddings today, and even if you haven't been married, you still know something about weddings or remember clothes or family or friends or customs that we used to have. They're getting back to weddings now. For a while there, nobody was getting married. Now they're getting married again. And they're using long dresses and lots of pretty things. So that's nice. Did the party remind you of your weddings? Or your children's weddings? Or your friends' weddings?
Well, around our community, we didn't have that elaborate things, you know. Just, I even had a street-length dress.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people did.
I was looking for economy.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You know, I remember looking at old pictures, and most of the women had on dark suits.
Yeah.
And the
hats.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They looked really nice, but they didn't have those white dresses and long white dresses. They had pretty suits on, or pretty street-length dresses.
That's what I always said looked better.
You like those better?
Yes.
Why?
Because you always wear it.
Uh-huh. That's the thing. You wear that wedding dress once, that's it. It's a big expense for men.
Mine was silk chiffon, and I had braided strips through here, and then on the skirt too.
Oh.
So it made a pretty dress.
Was it white?
White.
Silk chiffon.
High neck.
Long sleeves. Mm-hmm. Where did you have it made?
No.
You bought it?
In Mankato.
You did. Do you remember what the store's name was?
Well, there was two different stores that was 1919.
Oh, well, you don't have to remember the name. I would never be able to remember the name. Anybody else remember about what they wore at their wedding?
At my time, it was 1927. And they had short dresses then, and they just to your knees.
Oh, sure.
And we went to Fairbanks to buy our dresses. My mother wanted to get a new dress too. My sister was going to be bridesmaid, so we all see it. And so we went there. And my mother found that to get a car dress. She said, you can wear it afterwards. And I was fond and determined. I wanted a white one. I run through those dresses and there I found one. A little short one. This fit me to a T.
Oh.
So I got a white dress.
What was it like?
It was real silk satin. And then had lace around the top. The sleeves were short. They were all lace stuck out like that, you know, like a puff like.
Mm-hmm.
And lace on the bottom. And a nice veil with it. But I'm sure the pictures are really pretty good.
Oh, they are.
And then my sister got a pink dress. Hers was made pretty too. It had light lace on. So we looked real nice. But at that time we had home weddings, so we had it at home.
Mm-hmm.
So we had just the close relationship here.
Mm-hmm.
But then I had a wedding dance. And then I wore it to that and everybody came. And thought I looked so nice.
Oh, I'm sure you did. Did you wear it after that?
I never wore it after that.
You never did. You saved it?
Yeah, I still got it.
Did you wear yours again after that?
Oh, yes, I wore it.
The party dress.
Good use of it.
Sure.
I didn't believe in putting it away in the box. Well, of course you did. They do that for their children, you know, their members. But I didn't know. Everybody agreed to that. I think they'd like to get their own.
Now they'd love to have your dresses, I'm sure. Anna? Do you remember what you wore at your wedding?
A brown dress, trimmed with white trimming.
Uh-huh. Was it long or?
Long, way down, little tail on it.
Oh, a little train. Oh, what kind of material was it? What time of year was it?
Kind of a material.
Uh-huh.
No, a really good material. I bought it from Brown's store from Mrs. She used to live on the hill here. What was her name? She clerked in the Browns there so long.
In Waseca?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
It was white.
What? Did it have long sleeves and little buttons?
Long sleeves, long dress, garden dress, with a little tail on.
Did you sweep up the dust?
Sweep up the dust. When were you married, Anna?
On the 29th of January.
What year?
What year was I married?
How old were you?
19.
So it must have been...
I would have been 20 in May.
Uh-huh.
I wanted my wedding in May, but the folks wanted to move up to Clare City, and mothers, they bought up at Wheaton, and they wanted to be up there by the 1st of March. So they wanted us to be married before they left.
I bet you had a wool dress. If
no,
it was January.
Wasn't wool. It was a kind of more on a silk order.
Oh.
It was a real pretty material.
Did you ever wear it afterwards?
Yeah.
I did wear it afterwards. There's a kind of a pole. What do they call that material then?
Almost like they're making them now with those little jackets.
Oh, he had a jacket.
Long sleeve and then that little jacket on. And the other part, that was a white, it was trimmed with white satin.
The dress was brown and then the blouse part was white?
No, well, the front part was. And the other part is brown.
Mm-hmm. Did you wear something on your head?
Yes, I had a big long veil.
Oh, I bet it was pretty.
Yes, it was.
Did you have your sister or somebody for your bridesmaid?
Oh, yes. My sister-in-law and my brother-in-law.
That was nice. All your family came.
Family picnic or what you call it. They had a dinner at the house. You know, that was the 29th of January.
Mm-hmm.
And
cold.
and the worry about being cold. Those years when they were going to have a party, they'd set the cook stove out in the summer kitchen. And all that worry now is the weather got cold. But the stove got in the next morning after the wedding pretty early.
So were you married at home then, Anna?
At home, no, I was married in church. I was married at Sacred Heart, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Here in Waseca?
Waseca, Father Turner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice story. What did you have? Did you have all your neighbors then for your party?
Yes, all. And all the neighbors and friends. And you know, Mother's people come up from Otana. Of course, they come by horse team at that time, 1948. And, no, it was 94, it was different. That was the funeral date.
Let's see, 1984. You were 19.
And, I was married at 9. You know, those days, Father Turner was weddings and funerals were all 9 o'clock, no matter who it was.
We had to get up early.
And I had to get down there early and get ready and get everything ready.
How does 1903 sound to you?
How?
1903? Does that sound like when you were married?
And no, why?
1903.
Yes, that could be.
Uh-huh.
I had it all written down somewhere, but I don't know where it all stayed.
Well, that was 81 years ago.
Yes, it was 81 years. It will be 82 now, or 83, and I was married the 29th of January.
Mm-hmm. Was it snow then?
Snow, just like now. We all went in a sleigh. And I'd say, Mother's people come up from Otana. And of course, they couldn't make that trip home the night no more. So they all stayed all night.
Hmm.
You know, they couldn't travel with the horses like the cars now.
How many were in your family? How many sisters did you have and brothers, Anna?
Well, my mother was married then the second time, and she married a man with 2 girls and 2 boys. And Mother had 3 girls and 2 boys. So we were a big family.
That's fun.
Yeah. And they built a stage in the corner there where they had the musician. And they played there all night long.
This was at your house?
House.
At your house?
Yeah, right in the house. You know, those years they used to take the cook stove and put it out in the summer shanty.
Uh-huh.
And they took that out.
You stayed warm by dancing, though, huh?
So we could have, and that was a great big kitchen. When they built that on, they built a great big kitchen, and they used to use it for a kitchen and a dining room. So there was a lots of room in there. Did we dance in that room?
Martha, what do you remember about your wedding?
We didn't have a wedding. My husband didn't want a wedding. We just went and we were married.
Uh-huh. By a justice of the peace?
What?
By a justice?
No, by
a minister.
Mm-hmm. And my... I wore a brown dress. We didn't have any wedding at all.
There were some years where...
We left right away on our wedding trip. We went to his brother's in Wisconsin.
Oh. Did you have, let's see, Wisconsin, you probably took a long time to get there.
Well, we didn't get there that night. Mm-hmm. We stayed at a hotel. Mm-hmm. We stayed there a week after we got there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a nice trip. What was your dress like?
Oh, it was quite plain. It was satin and brown.
Pretty.
It was in the winter time. Mm-hmm. In November, it was cold weather.
Did you have snow?
Yes.
Yeah.
When we came home, we had snow. We didn't have the wind.
Well, that's kind of that windy time of year in Gray.
That's right.
Were you married in Waseca?
What? No, in Otama.
In Otama.
A disappointment to my brothers.
Oh, they wanted to come?
They wanted me to have a wedding.
So they didn't come, then your brothers.
What?
Didn't your brothers come to the wedding?
No, we just went and got married.
Well, that's all there's to it, huh?
How about you, Ray? Did you have a new suit? It's all spiffed up. What kind of suit was it?
Brown.
Was it? That seems to be the popular color then.
Yeah.
Black and a kind of a, not tear blue, but a kind of a blue was always one style.
Do you remember what your wife wore for the wedding?
No.
She wore a brown dress too. Was it satin or silk? Where were you married?
All our girls in church.
Church in Waldorf, huh? Did you have a lot of people there, or relatives and your neighbors?
Well, there was a few there, and then they were going to come out of the church and ring the bell.
Oh, no. Yeah. Was it in the summer?
19th of September.
Oh, gosh. Did you have a party afterwards?
No, we just had our supper, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. What, did you have attendance? Did you have a best man and a...
I had my brother and her sister.
Mm-hmm. Did your wife wear a long dress or a short dress? Or?
On those years, they didn't think about short dresses. They were all long and a little tail on them yet.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think mine had a short dress.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, sometimes they did wear short dresses, Anna. Maybe a little after your wedding got more popular.
Little tail on behind.
Keep the dust up.
Marie, do you have any memories about weddings?
Not. It'd make more fuss about a wedding dress than anything else.
As far as what I wore, I wore a crepe de chine short.
Mm-hmm.
And so did my sister. I was married in a double summer general. And it turned out to be rather tragic.
So,
we were married in St. Paul. And my sister, my folks were both dead. And my sister allowed us to have a wedding there.
At her house?
At her house, mm-hmm. In St. Paul. And it turned out tragic. My folks-in-law were coming up from Waseca. And they were struck by a train.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I didn't see.
Oh, dear.
They were struck by a train. So they called and said they wouldn't make it. They said that by the morning this had happened. This was in the evening when we had the ceremony. But we went, it happened at 11 o'clock when they were crossing the train at Waterville.
Oh.
And the car struck.
Well,
and
Were they in the hospital then?
Oh, yeah, in Maryland, in the hospital. And I'm pretty sad, right? I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure it was. Were they all right then?
Well, after my mother-in-law and had a plate in her head, and my brother-in-law, he wasn't so badly hurt.
Oh, that was too bad. Your dress was your dress white?
Yeah, white crepe de chine.
And you had your sister there too?
I had my sister. No, it's a couple. And that's it.
Were you from the Twin Cities yourself?
Yes, I was from around there. This is when down in Washington. My folks came from Washington. My folks. And it was everything about daylight occasion.
Did you wear your dress after that for other occasions? You saved it too. Esther, do you have any wedding memories?
Oh, I had a blue suit and a blue hat. Got married early in the morning. And
was it a long dress suit or?
No, just a tam suit. And we went to Otana, where we were going to go down to Illinois for a wedding trip, but the young folks were determined they were going to, I don't know, kidnap us, my husband or something, to be in. But we got away and we got down to Illinois for our wedding trip. And I didn't know there was going to be any reception, but we got back a week later. My mother had planned for a big reception, so all the relatives were there.
That's nice.
She had a big meal.
When were you married, Esther?
In 1916. 3rd of June. I wasn't supposed to be married before I was 25. My mother was married early and she always said I couldn't be married before I was 25, but I wasn't quite 25 when I got married and she was real agreeable about getting married.
You were close, yeah. Yeah. Did you wear your dress afterwards?
Oh, I imagine I did.
Was it, did you tell me if it was long or short or?
Well, it was medium size. I don't know if it covered my knees or up, but it was medium length.
Practical. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to think of those things. Did you have, were you married at home then or?
Yes, I was. Early in the morning.
How what time was that?
Oh, about 6 o'clock in the morning.
In the morning? My gosh.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah. I don't suppose you had a whole lot of people there at that hour.
Nobody.
She's getting away from that.
We got to Otana then. It had rained and they could follow the car tracks to Otana. They got us there before it got the plane.
Oh, gosh. Did the minister come out?
Minister came, they got the minister over to the house.
6 o'clock. Who was the minister?
Oh, let's see, it must have been Robert Molly, I think it was.
Methodist minister? Yeah.
Methodist minister.
Mm-hmm. That's the earliest wedding I ever heard of.
That's what they call escaping.
I guess.
Couple of
they didn't sleep much the night before.
No, not at all. And the kids slept. We were probably getting married that night, but I had washed my hair and it was all loose and it wasn't put up at all. They were fooled on that.
Jesse, have you got any wedding memories to share with us? Any family or sisters? You've got a brother. You didn't have a sister.
I had two sisters with the guy.
Oh, okay.
Well, my first big wedding I remember was in 1906. And that was a handmade artist, and Dennis Vaughn. And she had a beautiful satin white, trimmed with white braid. It was beautiful. And it was a instep length.
Mm-hmm. So, did it have a train behind it like Anna was talking about?
Well, not a train, She had a nice, long, quite long veil.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And she was a real blonde, and she looked very nice. She looked good looking anyway.
Mm-hmm. Now, was it, where was that?
At the Dardis home, a mile west of our home. And she was married in the St. Clark Church here with Father Traynor.
Mm-hmm.
And he was from near Janesville. So she moved to Janesville then, of course. And she lived there all her married life. And was buried in Janesville, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Had two children. She had three children. One died. The first one died. She had a boy and a girl. They were real nice young folks. And that's the first real wedding that I can remember being at.
How old were you?
13.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and just think how that was an impression made on you.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day in June. And a real big crowd. And a big dance, barn dance that night.
Did she have a bridesmaids with
barn
dresses?
Oh yes, his sister and her brother that lived in Montana at that time came home for the wedding and was for the groomsman.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first big wedding I can remember.
Mm-hmm. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? People around here always have such good food whenever they have weddings or occasions. There's always lots of good stuff to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of the first wedding I ever went to and I can't remember.
It was your own?
No, I think I probably went to one before that. I was married in Minneapolis, in a Methodist church. I had a long dress, white dress. And it was Christmas time. So we had evergreen trees and flowers around that kind of looked like Christmas. It was on Park Avenue in Minneapolis. And, it was nice weather. We worried that it was going to snow and be icy. And it was a beautiful day so that everybody from Waseca that wanted to come got there. It was nice.
I had a white wedding, right?
Yeah. But the roads were clear, so that was nice. And my husband and I went to Chicago for our honeymoon because it was over New Year's. And we were both students, so we were off school then. So we had a break, so we decided we better get married during that break so we'd have some time. So that's what we did. I think my grandmother was married at home, and her mother was a seamstress and did tatting, and she made her wedding dress. I mean, my great-grandmother made my grandmother's wedding dress. I sure wish I could see that.
Not all solid tatting.
No, but the trim was lace and tatting, I'm sure.
Uh-huh. Did I hear of someone that had all tatted? I think I did.
Yes. Can you imagine how long it would take? Mm-hmm. And I remember my mother's wedding picture, but she was so small.
No,
I wonder what ever happened to that
pretty dress. It was crocheted, and I was looking up crocheted.
Crocheted still would take a long time. And my mother, Anna, had a train on her dress like you were talking about. Came out behind. It was a pretty satin dress. And my grandmother was married at home because her father was one of these that would buy a house and then fix it all up and sell it. And so she was just hoping he wouldn't sell this house because it was a nice one. She wanted to be married because it had a pretty staircase. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to come down that staircase. Mm-hmm. So he didn't sell it till after the wedding, and she got to be married in that house.
That was 10 years ago, staircases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those pretty curved ones.
There wasn't much style with them all cut way down here. They were all cut full length and everything.
How about flowers? Did you all have flowers?
Oh yes, you had to have a bouquet of flowers. Mm-hmm. Not too many. You couldn't have very many because it was winter time. The 29th of January.
Mine was in June, and that's when the those large flowers outside, what do you call them?
Peonies?
Yeah.
Oh, those are beautiful.
American Little Church Innovation. And we're just a little ways from this place where this lady lived. Mrs. Rolick was her name. And she furnished all these peonies that were up the aisle and all around.
Oh,
the aisle, just everything.
But it smelled good.
That was the 18th of June we were married.
Just think at that time, I think it was 1980, my folks and John's folks, They chased the cattle up west. So many cows, milk cows, what they had. They chased them up. They were on the road 3 weeks.
Hmm. Where did they go with them?
Here to Clare. Hargis went to Clare City, and my folks went to Wheaton, Minnesota.
And they took the cattle.
That's where they bought land and lived.
That was
surely
something driving cattle so far.
They slept at night on the road.
They didn't do it that way.
They just got on a horse probably, and just like cowboys.
No, they didn't have no horse. They walked.
They walked with them.
They walked. I said, do that today, man.
Couldn't do it today.
No, I couldn't.
They wouldn't let you on the roads in the first place.
They couldn't do it because there's too many cars.
I remember my
those years, there was no cars.
We'd take them about 15, 16 miles to Janesville, to the stock market.
Drive them?
No, just
I mean by foot?
Yeah.
Did they walk too?
Mm-hmm.
I used to have a white horse, and it was my horse child. Got on that horse, she'd put her paws down and we'd get on and on, and I'd go the way I'd go.
Did you ride bareback? Did you have a saddle, or did you ride bareback?
Yeah, sometimes I had a saddle, sometimes I couldn't get it on fast enough, then I threw it off. Oh, it was more fun than life in those days.
Did you have music at your weddings? Anybody that sang or played an instrument, piano or a violin or anything like that?
Well, yeah, my mother had an organ and my sister all played on that. Little Marsh Kid and Marsh Dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
barn dance out of the barn. Of course, they had an orchestra come up. This wasn't wax. I guess they put wax on the floor. They were all flooring out for the lift of the haymow and all that was flooring there. The new. Mm. I guess they waxed the floor. Had a big crowd come. Everybody that heard about it came.
I'm sure.
Chris Jewison was one of the ones that played violin. Chris Jewison. I don't know. He played for all the dances around.
Chris Jewison used to have a big time, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A big
lot. And a big time, too. With some dancing.
Yeah.
We didn't have wedding dances in Minneapolis. Much. Really. Was when I came to Waseca, I found out about all that stuff.
On Living Grove, it was a style that was chivalries.
Oh, what was that like, Esther?
Oh, they came with lots of noise. On plowshares or circle saws or anything like that.
Cowbells.
All cowbells, yes.
Kitchen tinware.
Oh, nice stuff.
They bang that under your window and.
Yeah, they wanted to either money or else have a party.
Uh-huh. Was it late at night?
Oh, after the wedding, yeah.
They wouldn't let up the noise till they see the bride and groom.
Yeah.
You'd have to show up.
That was fun. What did you do? Give them money or have a party? I suppose it depended on the house. So.
Well, I think they were invited for ice cream and cake later on or something like that. I don't remember what we did have, but I think that's what usually happened.
I know at Irvin's wedding I had they got money, and then had a party with that money.
Oh, I see.
And invited the bride and the groom.
Oh, that was a good idea. Brings back old memories, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah. I have forgotten about the chivalries.
That was something because I know my husband liked to go to chivalries too.
Yes.
Sometimes I didn't approve of them, and I'd sometimes wonder whether he was satisfied when he didn't go because he liked to go. Uh-huh.
Now, was that the same, that was the night after the wedding?
Well, sometimes they had to wait till they came back from
the
wedding.
Yeah, not for you, they'd have to wait for you.
Yeah.
Because you got out of there. Uh-huh. I'm glad you mentioned that. I'd forgotten all about those.
Well, a lot of them, anybody got married, everybody got together and went over there, and then we'd have a big party.
Sometimes it'll get pretty expensive for the groom.
There was two groups, one from, they called it from the east and one from the west. And whose wedding was that? And they happened to take the same night for the shiverees, you know, and they had two captains. So they got $6 for each group. Took $12, then were some money that
money
time.
Wasn't very free that time, it was kind of scarce.
Well, what are the captains, the ones that organized the shiverees?
Well, he'd be chosen by the group of the neighborhood that he is in.
Mm-hmm.
I never was there. I was to one shiverees, and that was Amy's.
Who's?
Amy and Orange Swankies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the only one I was to. But
the captain, what did he do then?
Well, he was the one that would be asking for the dough.
Oh. How many people would go? Would there be 25 people? Or
I wouldn't know.
Just whoever came?
Depend on the neighborhood. I really don't know.
I
know one time we had so many that they came into the house, they asked in the house, and it was, must have been kind of wet or something, and tracked in mud galore.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-huh.
Did anybody do any messes?
No.
I don't think so. I don't remember that, but I don't think so.
Do you remember, Esther, of the Do Good Club? And is that your people's new house?
The what?
The Do Good Club.
Oh, yes.
And it was summertime, and the house was just black with mosquitoes.
What's
I remember mosquitoes. But
it was at night, you know, an evening.
Uh-huh. What's the Do Good Club?
Well, it was for the farmers, farm club. We had meetings. It was organized in, I think in 1914, I'm pretty sure. Was that the year?
I don't remember the year.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
I'm not sure either. And George Boucher was our president for several years.
Mm-hmm. What did they decide? What did they talk about?
Oh, they talked about farming.
They'd have the program.
Yes,
they'd
real
have
good
a program.
So. Mm-hmm.
For the men and the women and the
everybody.
Children? And
mm-hmm.
How many were in the club?
I don't remember that. I know those. I know there was 36 chairs bought for the group. So I don't know how many was there. There was a lot of people there, and that went to the summer and winter.
Oh, all year round.
Mm-hmm.
Once a month or
twice a month.
Twice a month.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a meal too then, or?
Oh, I had a. I guess you could call it a meal. Sandwiches and cake and
mm-hmm.
coffee. And
do you know what day, was it always on the same day?
I don't remember that.
Neither what day it was on. I suppose it depended upon the one that was entertaining.
It twice a month, and Tuesdays and Thursdays, I think.
I don't remember.
There were some famous people, you know, in that time, you know. My uncle lived near them, the Pete Millers, you know, Millers. And I remember them telling about, you know, he had such a sad death. He was taken suddenly. What was this he had? It was in the hot weather he died. He died suddenly, as George Boucher did.
Oh, George?
Uh-huh.
You mean George himself,
mm-hmm.
the senior?
Mm-hmm.
It was a junior, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know which one it was.
I think it was Junior that died suddenly.
Yeah, well, I didn't know which one it was.
Uh-huh. Well, you mean the one that drowned? Leo?
Oh, yeah, there's one that drowned. Yes.
Yeah, that was Leo, wasn't it?
Leo.
Leo, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everybody was just shocked, you know, that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, who was it? What was his sister's name?
Bernadine.
Yes. Bernadine,
yeah.
Of course, I didn't live near them, you know, this through the Miller family that my uncle that got all this relationship.
Well, you know, it's time to close. Anybody have any last thoughts before we end here? It's almost 1:45.